We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. I don't hear the music, so here's hoping.
Yeah, great.
Here's hoping something worked. Joining me as always is Tim Laser Gerber.
You're welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you for the, yeah, you nailed it. It was giving me a count. And actually, after the music started, I went, oh, crap, I was supposed to start counting.
I counted for you.
Yeah, so you count for me. I appreciate you, Tim. And, of course, Andrew the Big Tuna, Dr. Thunder, currently has his webcam off for some big reveal. More.
Your lights out, Andrew?
Well, you know, having just this big storm going on right now, the winds, power might go out. And he said, no, I'm just kidding. I have it turned off intentionally. How are you doing, though, Tim? That storm still going?
It's just like so much wind for some reason. It was weirdly in the 60s here today.
Huh.
I don't know about you guys.
Same here.
But
a little warmer.
We're in 60s here today, and then we're going to get snow in a day and a half.
Dang.
Yep.
Whatever that's. Welcome back.
Yay, global warming.
Yeah, like global. Yeah, but the power flickered a few times, but I think the wind died down actually. So
good.
I'm here.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll
see. What about you, Tuna? Did you not pay your parents the electric for the basement this month?
No. I've paid them. I owe them on the phone bill still, but just been working. I'm kind of glad football season is over.
Can I just ask, hang on, how long are you going to stay off webcam?
Until main topic comes up, probably.
Okay, unless, so we're going like another 10, 15 minutes. Like, wow. It's okay.
Why bother?
No, it's fine.
Why
keep
the people waiting?
I don't care. It's okay.
It's fine.
It's okay.
You don't need to give them what they want. It's fine.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, there's nobody watching anyway.
That's right.
I don't think.
Nope.
I haven't pulled it up.
Just me.
And anybody listening, they're not going to care anyway.
It's true.
That's true. This is a video.
Why do we do this show again?
Why do we do it in video? As the real question.
That's true. Has anybody else already eaten way too many Christmas cookies? Is it just me?
You know what? I just this week was trying to work up the nerve to tell Brittany that we didn't have enough Christmas cookies. So,
you know what? Save yourself the dirty looks from Brittany and go to Costco. They have a really good European cookie tin.
It's okay. Really really you had good. Me at tin.
Yeah. It's like it's like 12x8. Like it's big. Big.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you will be and I will be after I finish eating them.
After eating the whole thing.
I've only just recently started my Christmas cookie eating career.
Couldn't tell. We couldn't tell.
Yeah, made some up the other day trying a new recipe and it turned out all right.
Nice. What's everybody's favorite Christmas cookie?
Classic sugar cookie with icing for me.
Okay. I even really like Chelsea and I both really like the store bought sugar cookies that are like kind of disgusting, but also
gooey
you can't stop
like
eating them.
The
eating
perfect
them.
Amount of gooey,
yes,
soft.
Yeah,
like
it's just
perfect
it's very,
soft,
and like they have that like confectionery sugar taste that normally is like really overdone, but it's like the perfect amount. Yeah.
That's really tough. Favorite. Christmas cookie. I mean, because I really like the peanut butter. I don't remember what they're called. The drops, the peanut butter ones with the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Where it's actually like a peanut butter cookie that has sugar on it, and then the Hershey Kiss.
Yeah. I forget what those
but
are called.
But my mother-in-law sometimes makes these ones around like for Christmas time. That it basically has like a Snickers inside the cookie.
Okay.
I could be convinced to change favorites.
Yeah.
Wow. That right there.
I want a Snickers and a Snickerdoodle. I feel like that's like eating like pigs in a blanket in a blanket. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Sounds just the right amount of right. Yeah.
Well, let's get into it and talk about what we've been watching and what's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there it is. There it is, okay.
Oh, I mouthed the words.
Yeah. With it no? Yeah, well, nobody would be able to tell anyway. Only Tuna.
You did good.
The mystery voice of God coming from above. Tuna, what have you been watching this week?
So, a couple things, but most notably, in preparation for the new Spider-Man movie coming out, we watched The Amazing Spider-Man yesterday. And tonight, actually, once we're done with our podcast, a bunch of us are going to watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2, or at least attempt to watch it, because that one is very painful.
That is a painful one.
I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
That one has maybe the best suit, like, comics accurate suit. You know what? Suit,
that's a good enough segue into my...
Oh, wow.
It's Tuna, but he's... The Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
So, in preparation, or in explanation of this, a bunch of us for our movie group, I think I told you guys already, are going to go see Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man together. And
to go like that?
We're all going to dress up as Spider-Man and do that meme where everybody's in a circle pointing at each other. Yeah.
I love it.
So we're going to get a photo of that.
I'm probably gonna go to the movie as Peter Parker, as Peter B. Parker from Into the Spider-Verse, because I have a Spider-Man shirt that looks like the suit, and then I have a green jacket, and I'm just gonna wear two different shoes and some like joggers.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna go as somebody who pretending I'm somebody who doesn't want to be there.
nice
sounds about right. I would
hey Ben I found somebody to fill your ticket, so you don't have to go.
Okay, all right, perfect.
So don't worry about it.
I know.
Great. I had a thing.
One of the guys in our crew is gonna go as Miles Morales is Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man. His wife is gonna go as Spider-Gwen.
Gwen.
Buddy Pete's also going as Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. I think Joe, yes, Carry On Chuck Joe, is going as either Peter B. Parker or Matt Murdock from the Netflix Daredevil.
That's good.
My housemate Austin is going as emo Peter Parker from the Spider-Man 3. Because he has a nice black suit.
He has a black suit. Yes.
That's the one you could convince me to go for.
And, I can't remember who else is coming in costume and which versions they're wearing. But believe it or
first
not.
First off, where was this purchased?
Oh,
I have so many
Amazon.
Questions. Amazon.
Believe it or not, it was actually hard to find some within a couple weeks of showtime.
I'm sure.
Okay. How much was it?
35
and why?
To make memories with my friends, to be honest. I'll probably never wear it again, but
it's for the memories.
Because my buddy Pete is such a, you guys have met Pete, he's such a huge Spider-Man fan. He's originally from Turkey, and when he moved here from Turkey, his parents told him he could pick an American name. And he picked Peter because he loved Spider-Man so much.
What?
Including the Tobey Maguire. And there was the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man ignited his love for Spider-Man. So he's going with
that'd
us.
That'd be a fun topic sometime. If you had to change your name to something like from the movies or television, what would that name be? We'll have to put that on the back burner.
That's a good
another episode.
Write that down. Hey, Frankie, write that down. Oh.
He's not listening. He's not. He'll never hear this.
Probably for the best. He doesn't see this.
Oh, no. Tim already sent it in our group chat.
I already put it in the group.
He's definitely going to see it. How uncomfortable is that on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a little itchy. Rides up the crotch a little, too.
Okay.
Points to anybody who catches the reference to that.
I'm not going
to
ask now. That
There's like a tag like right around here that's like, digging into my side too. I need to cut that out, but it's not too
Okay.
bad, all things considered.
Do you know what it would take to get me into one of those?
Oh
I got a screenshot of you going like this.
Oh
Tim's just
gosh.
sitting on that screenshot
Oh,
button waiting for you to do anything.
Frankie's in the chat, guys.
Oh no.
Oh,
I can't wait to
this
see
is
what he
gonna be
has to say.
good. No.
Um,
Oh
be
no.
good.
Why, Tim? Why do you do this to
If he's in the
Oh,
chat,
it's
he
too
might
good.
be watching. No,
He said ha ha
he's
ha
not
ha
watching.
in the
There's no way
messages,
he's
so.
watching.
All
I don't
right.
see. I don't
I
know why you
can't
commented on
say.
this. Like, I'm the only one wearing the hat, and you commented on this. Like, I
Hey,
just don't get
I'm
it.
drinking out of the cup, so.
Oh, there you go. That's fair. I'm wearing the colors, basically.
In another cup. Two
So it's just
cups.
color
Double
coordinated.
fisted.
Water.
So what have you guys been watching?
Coffee.
Tim, what have you been watching? You said you've
Well,
been
I am
watching two
actually
things
gonna.
that aren't
So two new things. I
Stargate
was
or
gonna.
Star related,
Not
maybe.
star related. I was, well, there's big stars in it. I was actually gonna say that I'm preparing to, with my girls and I are gonna watch Amazing Spider-Man 2 very soon. So yeah, that'll be the first time that they've watched it. We'll see what happens. It's not Peter Parker. It's Andrew Big Doctor Tuna Thunder Moore.
See, the best thing is he doesn't even have a bad hair day when he rips that thing off.
Oh,
There's
that's
a zipper on
true.
the back.
That's
I was
the
like, hey, don't have to worry about catching any hair.
Nope.
one. So anyway, so okay, I've been watching two new things this week. We're finally watching Squid Game.
Nice.
And
How far are you?
we're only on, they just did the honeycomb, where they have to cut out the shapes.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the one. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I
you
don't.
don't gotta say anymore. I know, and we know where you're at.
Anyway,
What
so.
are your non-spoilery thoughts so far?
I mean, I'm digging it for sure. A little surprised, but Brittany is watching it with me.
Wow, okay.
I think it's because the blood is so over the top.
Yeah.
It's like.
Unrealistically. It is just what like watching a an anime that's been like just live action version of an
Yeah.
anime. Like it's
Yeah.
just over the top enough. There's some of those characters that have those kind of tropey vibes. You know, there's a dude with the glasses who's a businessy man, but
Right.
there's an old
Does it
guy.
live up to the hype as far as you're concerned so
I mean,
far?
so far, yeah. And like, I know a bunch of the plot. Like, I know all the games that they play. Because
Okay.
it's at this point, I don't know how anybody could not know unless they've never heard of it still
Right.
somehow, you know? But I know like a bunch of the games coming up, and I know, you know, some of how it ends. So, you know, outside of knowing a bunch of that already,
It's
I'm
kind of ruined.
enjoying
Like, it's already a little bit ruined for you, but it says something that you're still enjoying it.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely. Like the thing, like you can be spoiled on the end of the show without probably with I would say without like not having any interest in the characters and kind of the
Yeah.
different things going on. So yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. So we've been
Juno,
watching
you should give
that.
it a shot. You should give it a shot.
Not my kind of vibe, I don't
No,
think.
I'm telling you, I think it actually would be. I think it actually would be.
I'm not as much into thrillers and psychological stuff like that. It just seems too much for me.
Okay.
But
All right.
maybe a good Vin
So the
Angel. I don't.
but it probably oh, and we are watching it dubbed. And it's,
The dub is so bad.
yeah, it's what it is.
It's a real bad dub.
What?
But Brittany's
Why
watching it with
though?
me, so. Evidently, the translation is really bad. And evidently, even the subtitle, like, translation is not great. I was watching this lady pick apart some clips from it the other day, going through, and she's from Korea. She was like born and raised in Korea, moved to America, so she knows speaks English like very fluently. And she was just like, She was kind of going through how there's all these little, like even like idioms that they didn't even translate literally, or they didn't translate the thought
The
either. It's
equivalent.
just like
Wow.
completely lost. So that was interesting. Okay, so then the second new thing that we've been watching is Only Murders in the Building.
How is that? I've wanted to give it a
It's
shot.
I enjoy it.
Okay.
We're both enjoying it. Like there's a few too many F-bombs just for no reason, it seems. It's
That
very
like
strange.
the reviews that I was reading, I wasn't expecting it, but like that was the sense that I was starting to get from it. And I was like, that seems like a
Yes.
weird choice.
Yeah, so that was weird, and I think it's just because I don't know. I don't know because to be honest, like even I don't know, I just don't know people that talk with that. Like I know people that will drop an F-bomb here and there, but I don't, maybe I just don't talk to enough people,
I was gonna
sailors.
say, to
Maybe I
be
don't
fair,
talk to
you
enough
work at a
sailors.
church,
I
so
know, but I know, but I do play a lot of video games on the internet, Ben, so
balances out.
anyways, so yeah, it balances out. I played some Call of Duty, okay? So anyways, I just it's just weird. Like it's not like it's a very specific like choice to drop the F word in a specific spot. You know what I mean? Like it's and not saying that I think that's okay, but like there's just no reason. There's just no justifiable reason for people to randomly be like, "What?" So, literally outside of that, like I really like it. I think it's really funny. I think Steve Martin and Martin Short just like do their thing and they're great. And I
I
think
mean, just put a
Selena,
camera on them and
yeah,
you're
and
gonna
they're
get
great.
something worth watching.
Definitely. And I think, honestly, I think Selena Gomez is really pretty good. Like I'm kind of surprised at how good I think she is.
I'm gonna take that audio and just cut
That's
it
fine.
right before good.
I think she's really pretty good. So, I am surprised at like how good a job, because I really could care less. But I think she's doing a pretty great job, and like there are a lot of like surprise people. Like Holly Flax is in it from The Office. Or what's her name? Amy Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
And who else is in there? Nathan, oh, what's his name? Nate, no, not Nathan Fillion, Brittany. Brittany's trying to trick me. Brittany's trying to make me look foolish in there. Sting is in
She
it. Sting
wouldn't.
plays himself, which is funny. He's one of the residents in the building. And then, yeah, I can't remember his name.
I see
Yeah.
nobody named Nathan.
He's a I can't remember his name. Anyways,
Oh,
so
Nathan
just
Lane.
Nathan Lane, see? Nathan Lane. There, so the only I mean outside of that, like the premise is just really funny. Tina Fey is in it a little bit. Tina Fey plays this murder podcast aficionado who's like made millions of dollars doing a podcast about murder investigations, and they all listen to her podcast, and that's kind of how they get connected, is there's a murder in their apartment building, and then they end up there's like kind of a not a meet cute, but you know, like there's this kind of like ridiculous turn of events, like a meet cute, where they all end up discovering that they all like the same podcast, and they decide to do a podcast about the murder in their apartment building. And it's ridiculous. It's
Hilarity
funny though.
ensues.
Yeah.
It's the American Vandal of murder podcasts.
Yes. It's like her podcast is like it's not okay in Oklahoma, or something's not okay in Oklahoma, or something stupid. It,
That's
but she's
awesome.
really funny when they, there is a part where they meet her and are like asking her advice, and she's like, well, it's like Tina Fey, but she's doing this like a little bit ridiculous. I don't know. It's just funny.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Ben, what have you been watching?
Oh, I was gonna jump into her. Real quick, I will say I watched The Way Down on HBO Max, the docuseries on the church slash cult church in where was it? Down south somewhere.
Waco.
No, not Waco. Where was it? I can't figure it out.
Sounds
Anyway,
horrifying and
Occulta.
hilarious.
Not hilarious, really
No?
scary.
Oh,
The
it's about a cult?
it's about yeah, so this woman, Gwen Shamblin, has this like in the 80s and 90s, she had this Christian weight loss book series called The Way Down.
Oh,
The series
no.
is called Way, Way, but she had this series called The Way Down. And she got really big and she started this church. Why can't I find out where it is?
What a
Anyway.
bizarre concept.
And the scary thing, right? The scary thing about it is
God, that lady.
how it's like everything Tennessee, she's in Tennessee, like everything that is in it is like so close to what like we would all probably consider we believe. And then it just like takes a sharp turn and you're like, oh no, like you
Oh
can't
no, that's a
go,
cult.
you don't go there.
You
Like
don't cross that line.
that's not it at all.
Yikes.
So it's really fascinating. It's a three-part series. I believe they're going to continue it. Like it ends on a to be continued. So really fascinating.
That's cool.
Worth a watch.
What
The
is
other
the.
one,
Go
go
ahead.
ahead.
I was just gonna say, I
No,
wonder
no.
what's the prerequisite to being a cult? Like where is that line drawn? And like who sets it?
They go
The
into it.
Bible. Do they
They
go through that?
yeah, they
Oh,
actually
that's
have like a
interesting.
cult specialist and like he talks about like what it is about the cult, the like what how it kind of goes into
That
that cult
stipulates it
territory.
being a cult. Yeah, that's interesting. That's an
Yeah.
HBO Max? I might check
It's on
that out.
HBO Max. It's worth watching. It's
Okay.
definitely worth watching.
I really need HBO Max again before The Matrix comes out.
You do. It HBO Max, if we go back and listen to our episodes about HBO Max coming out, I bet you it is not nearly as enthusiastic as I would be about HBO Max now, which
Oh,
I feel like
definitely
we
not.
say about almost every streaming service.
We all, yeah, but HBO
Listen,
Max
Quibi is going
specifically.
strong still to this
Okay,
day.
stop. That one we were right on. We were right on Quibi. We
I
were
was gonna
wrong on
say,
Disney Plus, wrong on HBO
no, I
Max.
was right on Disney Plus. I
You were
bought
right on
3 years of
That's right.
Disney Plus up
That's right.
front. It was like
You did.
$2 a
Never mind.
month.
I was wrong on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I was an early adopter, Ben. No, I was gonna say HBO Max. The crazy thing is like it, they didn't really they weren't when they were going to launch it. It really like we really could care less because they didn't have a bunch of content. It
Yeah.
was just it was like way overpriced.
Yeah.
But now they're like giving it away with people's
Yeah.
phone plans and like
That's the only reason I have
with
it.
bundled with other WB stuff. It's just like,
Yeah.
and now they're having every movie this year. It's not going to be the same next year when they're not getting a bunch of new movies from
Right.
the studio. But this year, I mean,
Still, it's been solid. I've watched a lot
yeah.
on HBO Max.
Yeah.
But one thing that I've been watching recently that is not on HBO Max, which leads us to our topic, is James Acaster repertoire. Here's the thing. There are certain things that you can watch no matter what, right? And I was listening to this and I thought, man, I wonder what the guys on the podcast would watch that could watch just on repeat and it doesn't get old. And specifically comedy specials, I find there are a couple of comedy specials that just like I can always go back to. James Acaster repertoire is by far my favorite comedy special. It's a 4-part series on Netflix, and he goes through like 4 different sets. Guys, I can't recommend it highly enough. I've literally watched the whole this the, all 4 of them like at least like 6 or 7 times. He
Okay, that's
does
funny.
his way of storytelling is so funny, and he'll do like he'll lead up to something and then it will pay off like 10 minutes later, and then again like 30 minutes later, in just like a quick like 10 second. It's not even acknowledged, it just like happens, and then he's still moving on to the next joke. It's just
That's great.
brilliant storytelling, and I think it's incredibly funny. So
And you
I was
actually
wondering,
watch them on repeat, or do you just like play them in the background? I mean,
that's
that's
a fair question. I have watched them multiple times, but mostly listening to them in the back.
I mean, that's fair for something like stand up.
Yeah, doing dishes, cleaning the house, stuff like that.
I think that can fall in under this category as, you know, playing stuff with that over and over again on repeat without it getting old. Like, even if you're just listening to it, I think that that qualifies.
Sure. Well, it's because my thing is, if you've watched it, especially if you watched it, you know, more than twice, 2 or 3 times, you don't really need to watch it anymore because you've already you can literally
Yeah.
envision the scene, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, what is something that you guys can watch just on repeat all the time?
Tim, you
Tim, why
go.
don't you go ahead?
Yeah, Tim, why don't I go? Sure,
Yeah,
fine.
sure.
I will. Okay, everybody calm down.
great.
I probably would say The Office, absolutely. Like
Yeah.
there's not all like I enjoy a lot of different comedy series and like sitcoms, but not all of them could I just have on repeat forever. And that's the series that we have watched the most times over and over again. And like it's almost like every other year we're watching it since it ended or
And like the
something.
other thing
It's
about it is like the way that they bring Michael back in the last episode, you go, "Oh, I want to go back and watch episodes with him. I might as well just start
Yeah,
right
right.
back
Start it
over."
all over again. Yeah. So it's like and yeah, the last few seasons without Mike, like the seasons without Michael are definitely not as good, but they still have enough of their moments.
They're not as bad as they get as they get,
No,
but
definitely not. And like it's all still very rewatchable. And so that's something that it's also something I could put on in the background. Or I could watch the whole thing either way and I would be totally fine. But I don't think that there's a lot of sitcoms that I would do that with, but I think The Office is definitely the one.
Tuna, what's something you watch?
Well, initially I was going to re reveal the suit during this topic because upon rewatching the Tobey Maguire series this year again, it dawned on me how much I love those movies, particularly the first and second one. The third one, I can kind of toss that one aside. But Spider-Man 1 and 2, I have a lot of really fond memories from my childhood watching those. They're feel good. They are different from, they're very much comic book movies, but not in the same way the Dark Knight trilogy is, in that they're very campy and comic booky. And aren't super grounded, but they have a lot of heart to them, and there's incredible meme material out of them that you can just like, even if you don't laugh at the jokes in the movie itself, you can laugh at the meme ability of it.
Oh yeah.
And even like the art direction, the visual effects, while it is dated, the whole campiness of the movie, the art direction lends to that campiness. So even though it's dated, it still holds up really well. In a lot of ways, but both the first and the second movie do. So I'd say I could watch those over and over again on repeat, and still enjoy them and still have fun, and I have done so.
Then another one for me, not surprising, especially Tim will be like, "Oh, of course," is
The West
anything written
Wing.
by Aaron Sorkin. Yeah.
Ever heard of The
Social
West
Network.
Wing? Ever heard of The West Wing and its junior cousin that one about the
Newsroom.
newsroom?
Yeah, I was literally watching The West Wing earlier today.
Were you really?
No,
I mean,
that is a show that I literally like listen to it as I fall asleep because I think the writing's so good and
it puts you to sleep. It's
I
so
don't have to pay
good.
attention to it. No,
Oh,
like
yeah.
I yeah.
It
Anyway.
lulls your brain into a state of
That's
sleep.
it. Yeah.
Yep.
I've been meaning to watch the Social Network again. That I'm gonna make
I
that a
actually just
goal.
rewatched that. It's
I
on
do.
either
I
one.
want to rewatch that too. I was just thinking about that.
I rewatched it actually 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's one of his best. I mean, not surprising since David Fincher, is that his name? Directed it.
Yeah, I think so.
So good. So good. And the performances, they're great.
Speaking of Andrew Garfield,
Yeah, speaking of Spider-Man.
keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and
Yeah.
Lex Luthor in a movie, right?
Whoa.
Oh.
The crossover we never knew we wanted or already got. How about you, Tim? Anything else?
Yeah, I was thinking I probably could put on the original Star Wars trilogy on
Yeah,
repeat.
that was going to be in my list too.
Like, yeah.
They're kind of slow enough, like, because in that
It could
70s.
just be in the background and I can enjoy the music and then the dialogue. I think I do like, and I've told you guys this before, like I do enjoy all the Star Wars movies that have come out in theaters. But those, like the original trilogy, I used to know those word for word, like, and so I definitely could put those on repeat. And enjoy them still.
Also, the same thing kind of goes that the Lord of the Rings trilogy kind of falls into that for me. Like,
Same. I'm Jones in for a rewatch, except Brittany does not want to rewatch Lord of the Rings, so
honestly, the biggest thing is it's commitment, right? Like,
I know it's a
watching
commitment. More than
even the
some most
non,
TV series now.
yeah,
It's like,
even, yeah, seriously. The extended edition is longer than the first season of Squid Game, if you watch all
yes.
of them. Right?
That's wild to think about.
Yeah, that
Wow.
the extended editions of Lord of the Rings are longer than most first
Even
seasons you get.
the theatrical release is
Actually, yeah, you're
longer
right. You're right.
than the
You're
first
probably
season of
right.
Squid Game, probably, and the first season of Only Murders in the Building combined. So,
My friend
yeah.
Pete, he saw the extended editions of the Lord of the Rings as his first exposure to the movies.
Oh, that's nice.
As that was actually what started our Zoom movie group, and he enjoyed them,
I
but
don't know
he's
if that
like, I'll
makes it
never watch
better or
them
not.
again.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, he liked them, but he's also not real into the fantasy stuff that much unless it's The Witcher. So that could be some
Hey,
of it.
well, listen, well, really quick, while we're on Lord of the Rings, I gotta ask you guys, have you seen all the internet debate about whether Lord of the Rings is a Thanksgiving or a Christmas movie? Whether the
No.
series is a Thanksgiving or Christmas? It's
Oh
the internet is pretty wild about debating this. It's
my
been so
gosh.
weird.
Where do you land on it? Where do you land on
Probably Christmas.
it? So, is it
What's the logic?
that I was gonna
Oh, I
say,
have no idea. I just,
is it
makes me
just
feel
when
more
you watch
Christmassy.
it or that
I
there's something
guess.
like
I
Die
guess.
Hard where it's
I
like
don't know. It's not
okay.
like it's, no, it's not like there's Christmas time. It's not the Chronicles of Narnia. But
Well, I was just saying, like, I didn't know if they were trying to pull some type of weird logic, like,
there is a
you
lot of really weird logic about like, well, they celebrate with a feast, but the feast is actually Thanksgiving foods, and I don't know. There's a lot of
know.
weird.
Okay. All
There
right.
is a
All right.
lot of really weird arguments. That's why I asked if you guys saw any of it, because it's all just
No.
really crazy.
That's the internet for you.
Awesome. Well, Tuna, where can people connect with us and let us know what media, movies, TV show, music they can listen to on repeat?
You can find us on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, Twitter at 3CriticsPod, and make sure you leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher
You were
or
about to say
something. I did
iTunes.
almost say iTunes. Wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to leave a review. Let us know what you think of the show.
Until next week, we are the Incredible Critics. I don't know when to end. Should I keep vamping? Should I keep going? Okay.
Wow. Incredible.
We did it. It's in the history books.
I don't know what to do with my hands.